Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study which reported that high adherence to the FIFA 11 Plus program decreases injury risk among youth female soccer players. Injury prevention programs typically are multifaceted warm-up programs that focus on neuromuscular recruitment. Although various programs aim to improve performance and decrease injury risk, no investigation has shown a link between improved physical performance and the quality and adherence of neuromuscular injury prevention training. Therefore, Stefan and colleagues completed a cluster randomized trial to assess the influence of player adherence and delivery method of an injury prevention program on injury risk among females. The authors included 29 football clubs with 226 adolescent females and excluded participants if they had an injury, systemic disease, or neurologic disorder. Teams were randomized into one of three groups: a control group, regular coaching-focused intervention group, or a comprehensive player-focused intervention group. Prior to randomization, all players participated in field-based performance tests, including single-leg eyes-closed balance on a balance pad, the star excursion balance test, the single-leg triple hop, and the jump over a bar test. The same testing procedure was also completed during the final 2 weeks of the season. In our previous post on this study, we noted that the regular coach-focused intervention group and comprehensive player-focused intervention group may have had slightly higher team adherence compared with the control group. These two groups also had improvements in the star excursion balance test in the anterior direction compared to the control group, but no other performance improvements were different between groups. Players who highly adhered had improved balance based on the star excursion balance test, but not any of the other performance tests. Finally, the athletes with high adherence had a lower risk of injury compared to those of medium adherence players, and possibly the low adherence players, but there was not enough injured athletes to tell. This study demonstrates the positive impact that a neuromuscular injury prevention program, particularly with good adherence, can have on an athlete's performance and injury risk. Coach-led delivery methods of the injury prevention program influences overall team adherence, with coaches who were more trained having greater team adherence. Players who had greater adherence to the injury prevention program had improved functional balance and were less likely to sustain an injury. Therefore, well-trained coaches can deliver the injury prevention program and expect good adherence, which may promote improved balance and lower risk of injury. Furthermore, if we communicate to our coaches that not only do these programs reduce the risk of injury, but also improve performance, particularly functional balance, then this may further entice coaches and players to adhere to the program, thus optimizing the program's benefits. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post reported that hyaluronic acid injections decrease factors related to collagen degradation. Some blood tests may differentiate responders and non-responders to these injections. And the other post noted that ice hockey players have increased alpha angles at the hip compared to non-hockey playing match controls. Even at young ages, signs of femoral acetabular impingement are present. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a report from the Chronic Osteoarthritis Management Initiative Work Group meeting about a new vision for chronic osteoarthritis management, which has initial commitments from the NATA, AAOS, APTA, and ACSM. We also shared a popular post on Brian Schiff's blog about the reliability of the functional movement screen. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.